Welcome to the Phonies,
episode 102.
So the topic of today is developing a positive mindset, and we have been focusing on, I'm calling it books worth reading. And so this particular book that I read is called The Power of a Positive Mindset. It's by Jason Wolbers, W-O-L-B-E-R-S, and it's basically a 90-day like meditation book. So if you're looking for something...
So in 3 months or so, yeah, you can cover one day a week? I mean, one reading a day?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so if you're looking for something for the new year, because sometimes people are...
Yeah.
It actually is really worth looking at. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to go through all 90 days, obviously. And
can I ask, is it like a woo-woo positive thinking kind of?
Me it wasn't.
Okay. Well, you're usually...
It was pretty...
You don't care much for
woo-woo. He does have a religious bend to him, mm-hmm, but I can sort that out to my own.
Right.
It's not overpowering and... You know, he does talk about himself as a Christian, but, mm-hmm, you know, that doesn't bother me.
No.
I just, there's some, you know, merit to that too.
Right.
So, and I will say we are both kind of suffering from what they're calling the 100-day cough. So if we, whatever, we'll try to cut it out.
The coughs in, or you might have to turn away from the mic.
I think we'll take them out. But anyway, so if we sound a little like stuffed up or whatever.
Or if the video edit is a little choppy.
Yeah, that's the way it is. But anyway, we're going to move forward. And so a lot of this, what I'm doing today, is a lot of the quotes that he had in the...
Oh, okay.
From
so
the
not
book.
Even his own words.
No,
but
he used a lot. Although I'm going to refer to some other things, yep, as well that he says.
By the way, I haven't read the book yet. So I'm with you on the listening to the review here.
So whatever the mind of a man can conceive and believe it can achieve is the first quote. And that's Napoleon Hill. And then T.S. Eliot's quote is, every moment is a fresh beginning. And that's kind of the theme of his readings,
mm-hmm,
is that you can achieve anything you want. You kind of have to get your mind... And your body and your, like, everything in your life has to just kind of come under control while realizing that there are things you can't control.
Right. So if life feels like it's spinning, there are things
you can do.
But you can ground yourself.
And he says, the other quote that he uses is, you never change your life until you step out of your comfort zone. Change begins at the end of your comfort zone, and it's a quote.
Well, and sometimes if a lot is going on in life, maybe it's not the right time to try and change anything major.
No, and I think once we become more tuned into ourselves and how we think and work and act, mm-hmm, we know if we've settled into a rut or we're,
yeah,
in our comfort zone. But enjoy, and then this one is by Robert Brault. Enjoy the little things, for one day you may look back and realize they were the big things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of a part of the reminder. And he has
a lot about like living in the present,
yes,
and being
mindful
about the present.
Obviously, yeah, right? And he gives a definition of faith that I really like. He says belief, confidence, and trust equal faith.
Okay.
And then faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase, and that's on Martin Luther King, mm-hmm, Jr. And then he talks about the idea of winning the day. So you don't have to think about, you know, the big picture of anything. Just win the day, make today the best you can actually make it to be, mm-hmm, And sometimes that means feeling the fear and stepping in anyway, right?
Right.
And doing what you
need
to do.
Well, that's kind of suitable for New Year's resolutions or facing the new,
yeah,
year. Is
that's why I thought it
is
was kind
every
of
day. You know, if it's a weight loss goal, it's like, well, one day you win the day. So you go for,
yeah,
a walk that day.
Right.
Maybe you cheat and have a special treat. Well, whatever. It's just the day. And then the next day is another win.
Right. And that's what he's saying. And then I am a big person about like getting control of your thoughts, because you change the patterns in your life by remembering that you become what you think about, and thoughts become actual things in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a, I really believe in that. I mean, when I have conversations with people and things are really, they're upset about things, I actually say this to people: you can stop thinking about things. You don't have to, like, just
dwell
on things. You can move past.
Get mired in the mud.
And he talks about storms are necessary for our world and nature to run their course. And the thing that bad things happen to everyone, you have to think of the fact that it's just your turn and you're going to get through whatever it is. You mm-hmm. have the strength to get through it. And I think what's good about that is that sometimes when bad things happen to us, we grab onto quite a bit of shame around that. And so if you think of it as bad things do happen to everyone,
right.
even those people that seem to come across as the luckiest or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so it's your turn and you're going to get through it. And
you don't have to feel shame.
That you don't have to grab onto a whole bunch of shame. Mm-hmm. And even like some people with illnesses and other mm-hmm. things that happen to them, there's why, you know, there's this, well, this stigma. Is happening, stigma that's yeah. attached to it. And it yeah. shouldn't be, right? I mean, you've certainly experienced that in your experience with prostate mm-hmm. cancer and surgery and trying to encourage men to deal with that yeah. aspect, because there's a lot of,
yeah, what there's a lot of fear
and shame
and shame around
yeah.
having any of that.
And just uncomfortableness
into.
And definitely yeah. outside your comfort zone, yeah. right?
For sure.
So this is an Oprah Winfrey quote. Living in the moment means letting go of the past and not waiting for the future. It means living your life consciously, aware that each moment you breathe is a gift. And I think it's really important that we remind ourselves of that. Because
mm-hmm.
Confucius, it goes on to say, joy is possible without life being perfect. And I'm just reading another book right now, written actually by an 86-year-old woman. The one that wrote the Swedish death cleaning book is written a book about aging, which I am going to probably put in
talk
the mix.
Talk about, yep, and one of
but,
these
you know,
podcasts.
she just talks about how life, good and bad, just exist together. And joy is possible without life being perfect, because it starts with a positive mind attitude and a mindset. If you are positive, you'll see opportunities instead of obstacles. So, you know, and we can't see that every day and every moment. Like,
no,
I always
I mean, some
say
days you kind of just, it's really hard to get out of a funk.
And I always say,
and you're not even choosing. Well, some people would say you're choosing to dwell and live
no.
in the depression or in the sadness. But sometimes it just really feels like a slog to even find a win on that
right.
day.
Right. And I mean, I know I felt that way for the last little while, because I haven't felt well for quite a while.
Yeah.
And so you kind of get, you know, into that funk where you're. But I think if we have a baseline joy.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can always get back to that. And mm-hmm. that's what's important. You might go a little low, you might go a little high, but there's kind of like a baseline where, you know, you can. And another thing he spends quite a bit of time on is always being willing to put the time and effort into making your life the best it can be. And this is where he talks about the healthy balance of mental health, emotional well-being, physical health, personal growth, spiritual growth, family, career, job, relationships, friendships, and financial balance in mm-hmm. your life. And
I like that he doesn't just pick three. That
no.
he has like about 9 or 10.
No, there. He talks about all the different aspects of your life that actually need to be in balance mm-hmm. for you to, you know, and you might be able to go, okay, mental health check, emotional well-being, health, physical health, personal growth, I'm working on that, mm-hmm. you know. You might not have a spiritual side to you. And whether mm-hmm. you are believing in God or whatever your thing is, we are spiritual beings. So you have to find some kind of a spiritual health.
Yep.
So anyway, and when it talks about career job for like, for me, it's more about finding a purpose outside my career and job, mm-hmm. which is something that for people who are retired, and I don't like the idea that the purpose that I found outside my career and job is just being busy all the time, like right. having something to do all the time.
No,
because I like to just be here. I have goals for reading. I have goals for things that I'm making and doing and cleaning and, mm-hmm. you know, but I don't always have to be like going out, having lunch, doing something that's outside my house.
Right.
And I think that's a trap that people fall into.
In retirement. Yeah.
Especially if they're widowed.
Well,
or
I don't
alone
know.
Or,
I'm not retired yet, but I can see that happening
yeah,
very easily.
Where I just want to be out and busy all the time. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like this one, and you're going to like this a lot, too. Overpromising has become common because people are trying to compete to a fault. Mm-hmm. And so his line is, I want the truth. And then I've lost a word here. Good or bad, and I don't want to be lied to for someone to gain my friendship or business.
Absolutely. So that overpromising phoniness.
Yeah. And I'm sure you've dealt with
when
that.
When yes doesn't mean yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'll do this, I'll do this, I'll do this. And mm-hmm. then it never materializes. Yeah. So, mindset is everything when it comes to how we feel about our lives. You can catch yourself thinking negative thoughts, and he calls it changing the channel. So you were born with the greatest weapon in all nature, the rational, conscious mind.
Right. And just going back to some of the stuff that Adam Grant has written about how people think that your brain kind of at 35 is done, like that's as far as it grows,
yeah.
and how neuroscience is now showing that it grows, like it keeps growing and you can keep working on it into your senior years. It doesn't have to stay fixed.
Right. And I think the other thing is you actually have to verify your thoughts, whether they actually are true or not.
Right. Mm.
Like you can be thinking something and go, well, my rational conscious mind actually knows that that isn't the way it is.
Or I don't know yet whether yes. it is or not, and I would need to talk to, like those imaginary conversations we have in our heads about that we have with people that aren't real. Like they're just conversations in our head, but yes. we make them so real. And then our body, if it's a negative conversation, we react stressfully because our body thinks that what it's imagining is real.
Right. And that's what he's saying. The rational, conscious mind is our greatest weapon.
Yeah.
So, and this one was really hit home for me because I have to work on this all the time because I've had some haters, as the Taylor Swift song, haters gonna hate, 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 hate.
Yeah.
The best way to counterattack a hater is to make it blatantly obvious that their attack has had no impact on you.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes that's easier said than done, right? But I think that is really important, right? Yeah. Although the world is full of suffering, it is also full of overcoming it.
Wow. And that's very true.
Yeah, Helen. That's a Helen Keller quote. Wow. Quote, if you can believe
she's
that.
She's overcome. She
yeah,
had overcome
from
a lot.
Someone, right?
Yeah. Well, I see that in some of my students who've come through very strong hardships. Mm-hmm. And
well, you think of, I'm thinking overcome. Now of, I don't want to get into a big,
names.
No, I don't want to, but when I see Ukrainian families that have now come and settled here mm-hmm. and their children are thriving and they're doing well and, you know, they're doing
yep.
their...
And they're carrying.
They're overcoming.
They're carrying along a lot of grief and PTSD
yeah.
in their bodies. And
yes.
they're still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Figure out what is important now. Do that. And then you get your momentum back. Find out what inspires you and use it for other people's good. So he talks a lot about momentum and like kind of moving forward. And mm-hmm. so, you know, if you want your momentum back, then do something important, and then that inspires
right.
you
well,
and motivates you.
Well, even just doing something
you.
For somebody else.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then he talks about golden rule qualities, like the ones do unto others as you would kind of. Mm-hmm. And he talks about being joy-filled, smiling and laughing often, being optimistic about life, talking positively about others. You would rarely hear someone who's following those qualities talk badly about anyone. Be a good listener, be polite. And people who have these qualities believe in the law of reciprocity. What comes around goes around. So and there is a law of reciprocity.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
there is good karma and the other kind.
Yeah. And then he talks about developing a mental armor against all negativity that arises. Don't believe everything you think. Have faith. There's where he has faith mixed with common sense and even a little devil's advocate thinking to make the big decisions in life. So he's not just, oh, blind faith, go do.
Right.
He's actually talking about, you know, you have common sense and you can think about, you know, some of the repercussions of things when you're making a big decision. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
It's too bad people don't think like that when they're voting.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, our common thing in Ontario, Canada, is to vote people out instead of considering who you're voting in.
Yeah.
Like we just, after several years, we just get tired of a person.
And vote them out.
But I think as we've seen over the years, no government has really been sensational.
No.
And I mean, if I can use...
Or inspirational.
If I can use unions as an example, they seem to hate... They hated the NDPs. They hated the Liberals. Now they hate the Conservatives. So I don't understand what they're...
Yeah, they just keep voting. I don't know who's left for them to vote for.
So anyway, it's just interesting. But I love that idea of having faith, being positive. And, you know, if you go back to what he called the definition of faith, belief, confidence, and trust, if that's what you believe faith is, right? Mm-hmm. Then you go back down to... you know, you have that belief, confidence, and trust, but you mix it with common sense and some devil's at, like, so that's when you would go to your friend and say, this is what I'm thinking. What do you think? Can you give me some, you know, that's where I've always said to our kids, you should have good mentors, right?
Yeah.
Who can talk, like,
talk to you, you know,
from both sides of and know you.
And we recommend they see renters that are different than us because they know our point of view.
Yes. And most of the time our kids know exactly what we're going to say before we even say it because they know us,
but
right?
It's better to have a parallel or slightly different point of view.
So then he talks about developing positive, healthy daily habits, and he actually refers to atomic habits that we've talked about that help you gradually fulfill the purpose in your life. And then his advice then is to stay the course. Mm-hmm. So I love this quote. This is by Ralph Waldo Emerson. The purpose of life is not to be happy. It is to be useful, to be honorable, to be compassionate, to have it make a difference that you have lived and lived well. So, I mean, that's a mouthful.
I know. I've read that quote before somewhere.
You know, useful, honorable, compassionate, and that the life you've lived has made some kind of difference. And it doesn't have to be that you were president or prime minister or anything, but that you've made a difference.
In the 5 to 10 people that are in your circle.
Yeah. And I was talking about this today about how few people in your life are really your close friends.
Yeah. You were talking with somebody else about
that?
Okay.
Because people disappoint, people go in and out of your life. Mm-hmm. And who is it that you really feel close to that you would share kind of your intimate worries, secrets,
joys,
whatever. Yeah. So, and then again, he says, focus on the ups, not the downs. And he goes back to this, change the channel to something positive. Mm-hmm. You have enough control over yourself to actually change the channel. And then the last thing that I kind of got from this, spiritual, mental, and physical preparation is always necessary work. And so I like the fact that living our lives is not easy.
No, it is
work. Necessary work.
Mm-hmm.
And so he encourages people to take massive action in their lives. And I mean, he's not just talking to young people. He's talking
to
everybody.
Well, but a lot of people just say, I'm done. I don't have to grow anymore.
Right. And I hear this sometimes when, you know, when you talk about certain things that are happening in the world and then you try to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried to have conversations different times about one of the subjects that I've had is the indigenous, and people are just like, oh, I don't want to. But yet it's through talking and trying to learn and understand that actual issue would actually be somewhat resolved or changed.
Yeah.
So I would really encourage you, if you are looking for something to read on a kind of a short daily basis and kind of reflect, that you get The Power of a Positive Mindset by Jason Wolbers. And at the end of the month, we're going to return to a subject that we have talked about before. And this is a book by Nedra Glover Tawab. I don't know.
Tawab.
T-A-W-W-A-B.
That's Tawab.
Set Boundaries, Find Peace. So we're going to...
Oh, yeah, that's a good book.
We're going to go...
partway through.
Yeah, it's an excellent... one of the best books on boundaries that I've ever... actually read. So it's excellent. So thanks for joining us
on No Room for Phonies
for a little bit of a look at books worth reading with The Power of a Positive Mindset by Jason Wolbers.
Thanks for joining us. Good night.